Listen to God's Word for May 4th. Today's reading includes Psalms 106 and 107 and 1 Chronicles 13 and 14. May God bless this reading of His Word. Psalm 106. Hallelujah! Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His loving devotion endures forever. Who can describe the mighty acts of the Lord or fully proclaim His praise? Blessed are those who uphold justice, who practice righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, in your favor to your people. Visit me with your salvation, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, and rejoice in the gladness of your nation, and give glory with your inheritance. We have sinned like our fathers. We have done wrong and acted wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not grasp your wonders or remember your abundant kindness, but they rebelled by the sea, there at the Red Sea. Yet He saved them for the sake of His name, to make His power known. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it dried up. He led them through the depths as through a desert. He saved them from the hand that hated them. He redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their foes. Not one of them remained. Then they believed His promises and sang His praise. Yet they soon forgot His works and failed to wait for His counsel. They craved intensely in the wilderness and tested God in the desert. So He granted their request, but sent a wasting disease upon them. In the camp, they envied Moses as well as Aaron, the Holy One of the Lord. The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan. It covered the assembly of Abiram. Then fire blazed through their company. Flames consumed the wicked. At Horeb, they made a calf and worshipped a molten image. They exchanged their glory for the image of a grass-eating ox. They forgot God their Savior, who did great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. So He said He would destroy them, had not Moses, His chosen one, stood before Him in the breach to divert His wrath from destroying them. They despised the pleasant land. They did not believe His promise. They grumbled in their tents and did not listen to the voice of the Lord. So He raised His hand and swore to cast them down in the wilderness, to disperse their offspring among the nations and scatter them throughout the lands. They yoked themselves to Baal of Peor and ate sacrifices offered to lifeless gods. So they provoked the Lord to anger with their deeds, and a plague broke out among them. But Phinehas stood and intervened, and the plague was restrained. It was credited to him as righteousness for endless generations to come. At the waters of Meribah, they angered the Lord, and trouble came to Moses because of them. For they rebelled against His spirit, and Moses spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with the nations and adopted their customs. They worshipped their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. They defiled themselves by their actions and prostituted themselves by their deeds. So the anger of the Lord burned against His people, and He abhorred His own inheritance. He delivered them into the hand of the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies oppressed them and subdued them under their hand. Many times He rescued them, but they were bent on rebellion and sank down in their iniquity. Nevertheless, He heard their cry. He took note of their distress, and He remembered His covenant with them and relented by the abundance of His loving devotion. he made them objects of compassion to all who held them captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 107. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving devotion endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no path to a city in which to dwell. They were hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them on a straight path to reach a city where they could live. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving devotion and his wonders to the sons of men. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and chains, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High. He humbled their hearts with hard labor. They stumbled, and there was no one to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke away their chains. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving devotion, and his wonders to the sons of men. For he has broken down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. Fools in their rebellious ways and through their iniquities suffered affliction. They loathed all food and drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the pit. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving devotion and his wonders to the sons of men. Let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Others went out to sea in ships, conducting trade on the mighty waters. They saw the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he spoke and raised a tempest that lifted the waves of the sea. They mounted up to the heavens, then sunk to the depths. Their courage melted in their anguish. They reeled and staggered like drunkards, and all their skill was useless. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He calmed the storm to a whisper, and the waves of the sea were hushed. They rejoiced in the silence, and he guided them to the harbor they desired. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving devotion and his wonders to the sons of men. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. He turns rivers into deserts, springs of water into thirsty ground, and fruitful land into fields of salt because of the wickedness of its dwellers. He turns a desert into pools of water and a dry land into flowing springs. He causes the hungry to settle there, that they may establish a city in which to dwell. They sow fields and plant vineyards that yield a fruitful harvest. He blesses them, and they multiply greatly. He does not let their herds diminish. When they are decreased and humbled by oppression, evil, and sorrow, he pours out contempt on the nobles and makes them wander in a trackless wasteland. But he lifts the needy from affliction and increases their families like flocks. The upright see and rejoice, and all iniquity shuts its mouth. Let him who is wise pay heed to these things and consider the loving devotion of the Lord. 1 Chronicles 13. Then David conferred with all his leaders, the commanders of hundreds and of thousands. And he said to the whole assembly of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and if this is of the Lord our God, let us send word far and wide to the rest of our brothers in all the land of Israel, and also to the priests and Levites in their cities and pasture lands, so that they may join us. Then let us bring back the ark of our God, for we did not inquire of him in the days of Saul." And because this proposal seemed right to all the people, the whole assembly agreed to it. So David assembled all Israel, from the river Shihor in Egypt to Lebo Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. David and all Israel went up to Baalah of Judah, that is, Kiriath Jearim, to bring up from there the ark of God the Lord, who is enthroned between the cherubim, the ark that is called by the name. So they carried the ark of God from the house of Abinadab on a new cart, with Uzzah and Ahio guiding the cart. David and all the Israelites were celebrating before God with all their might, with songs and on harps and lyres, with tambourines, cymbals, and trumpets. When they came to the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark, because the oxen had stumbled. And the anger of the Lord burned against Uzzah, and he struck him down because he had put his hand on the ark. So he died there before God. Then David became angry because the Lord had burst forth against Uzzah. So he named that place Perez Uzzah, as it is called to this day. That day David feared God and asked, "How can I ever bring the ark of God to me?" So he did not move the ark with him to the city of David. Instead, he took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. Thus the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house for 3 months, and the Lord blessed his household and everything he owned. 1 Chronicles 14. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent envoys to David, along with cedar logs, stonemasons, and carpenters, to build a palace for him. And David realized that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and had highly exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. And David took more wives in Jerusalem, and became the father of more sons and daughters. These are the names of the children born to him in Jerusalem: Shemua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Elpelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Beliada, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, they all went in search of him. But David learned of this and went out to face them. Now the Philistines had come and raided the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of God, "Should I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" "Go," replied the Lord, "for I will deliver them into your hand." So David and his men went up to Baal-perazim, where he defeated the Philistines and said, "Like a bursting flood, God has burst out against my enemies by my hand." So they called that place Baal-perazim. There the Philistines abandoned their gods, and David ordered that they be burned in the fire. Once again the Philistines raided the valley. So David again inquired of God, who answered him, "Do not march up after them, but circle around them and attack them in front of the balsam trees. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, move out to battle, because this will mean that God has marched out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines." So David did as God had commanded him, and they struck down the army of the Philistines all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. And David's fame went out into every land, and the Lord caused all nations to fear him. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.